Many are now asking the question, when will the Antichrist come? Now, if the emblems of the Antichrist, whom the Orthodox Church teaches will be a Jew, are now part of everyday life, then his advent is at the very doors. You see, the tokens of the Antichrist are these: a universal military, globalization, that is, a one-world governance, and the worship of Jewish polity. And three Jewish faces now active in public life augur the coming of the Antichrist and embody his work. Senator Carl Levin, head of the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee, Lloyd Blankfein, CEO of Goldman Sachs, and Elie Wiesel, apostle of Holocaustianity. Carl Levin is the sole sponsor of the National Defense Authorization Act, known as the NDAA, which authorizes the U.S. military to arrest American citizens without due process of the law and to launch armed spy drones, 30,000 of them, flying throughout America's unfriendly skies. Couple this with Washington's imperialist tool, NATO, and you have a universal military enforcing a Zionist Jewish agenda worldwide. Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs heads the global economic apparatus, wherein all the choke points of globalization, currency exchange rates, Forex, letters of credit, and interbank payments, SWIFT, are fully in the hands of international Jewry. And Elie Wiesel is the key agent of the worldwide veneration of Jewish polity, whereby the Holocaust narration frames all things Jewish as victim of an evil conspiracy to be opposed by every Gentile, even children, who are bombarded daily with Holocaustianity in our public schools. Now, all of this brings the coming of the Antichrist at the very doors. Just look at last week's Supreme Court ruling on Obamacare. For if the state can tax us as the penalty for refusing to purchase Obamacare, then it can easily force us to receive an implanted chip into our wrists or pay the penalty of starving us to death. Starvation is a better option. But for those who serve their bellies and their passions, capitulation to football and fries, which the Antichrist will provide in great abundance, means nothing less than the starvation of the soul.